A king? A king? Anoint another king? Who dare do such a thing this day and age? With Saul out of his head, I'd be better off dead than face the poor wretch in a fit of rage. The Amorites he slaughtered 'cause they drank from Jacob's well. Amalekites don't dare to show their face. And now you say to go, and right under his nose, anoint another king to take his place. Not me, not me! I'm not too keen, you see, to go and place the noose around my neck. I am happy to obey. If there's another way, then make ready for this ill-begotten trek. Saul hasn't hesitated to make his feelings known. He likes to be the king, no doubt about it. As I pass the palace gate, I shall tell Cook that I'll be late. I'm off to Bethlehem to crown King Saul's replacement. Should I give in? Should I go? As the Lord has told me so. For favor rests no longer on King Saul. He's strictly a has-been. The tables turned again. He really doesn't stand a chance at all. I'm still your man. I'll do as you command and find this son of Jesse you desire. I'll travel in the night, so I'll be out of sight. And if I'm careful, Saul will not get wise. But just to be safe, I'll wear a disguise.